Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, and you are free to call and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number is 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. And we're coming to you live from Honduras, a secret mountainous location in beautiful Honduras. Alex, do you think of beauty when you think of Honduras? What did you think of with Honduras, about Honduras before you came?
There was this really cute Honduran girl back in school.
Okay, well, there's plenty of them here, I can tell you that. I think a lot of people think drug cartels and danger and grinding poverty, which I am sure is not untrue. Right, like I haven't seen anybody said, you know, the T-shirt that says "I'm a drug cartel agent" or whatever on it. But I'm sure that some of the people we've seen work for drug cartels. But mostly they don't. They try to stay out of the limelight. They try to, you know.
Yeah, I think it depends on your zip code, right?
Yeah, drive your boats, drive your planes. It's true anywhere in America, anywhere in the United States, anywhere in Honduras, that. You know, some places there's a lot more crime than others, and that's just the way it is. But what I've found since I've been here, at least in the particular place that I am, and I'm not revealing the location at this time, is I've seen beautiful views, wonderful weather, lush forests, and kind people, great food, all organic, really low cost. Just some great stuff that I think is wonderful, and I hope that
don't forget the fast internet bringing Free Talk Live to your ears.
Yeah, it's true. We've got I ran a speed test before we got on. We had like 47 up and 30 something down, and ping rate of like 78. So we were doing good. Things were, you know, modern internet here were delivered by fiber, and well, that's what I would hope for. But
that's not what brought you to Honduras.
No, it's not what brought me to Honduras. I came here for Zetes. I heard about...
No.
What's that?
You said Zetes. I said no.
Zetes, no. Right. So the whole thing is that Zetes are essentially a zone here that was legal at one point in the relatively recent past, that there has been a recent vote that got rid of the ability to create new Zetes. Best I can tell, they did not get rid of the old Zetes, but that those Zetes have some difficulty operating currently. And we don't know what's going to happen with those Zetes. There's lawsuits to be had and these sorts of things. I suspect that the government will realize that they put themselves in a very bad position and begin negotiating, and there will be new and improved zones. And that's kind of what I'm hanging on for and looking out for. But mainly, I came here for Zetes. Now, I'm not going to participate, in them until I'm pretty sure that they're solid. But I'm keeping an eye on them. I'm very interested in the news. What would you say has happened to Zetes in the last 2 months? Try to encapsulate it for people.
Well, I'd probably start back in November 2021. When a new regime was elected, the previous regime had somewhere around 11, 12 years in power. And this new regime that was to be coming in ran, one of their biggest issues was the Zeti No campaign. And you'll see this graffitied all around the country. And so there was some concern over what would happen under the new administration. However, for the first few months, they came to office end of January. There they didn't really do anything beyond saying that, you know, we don't like Zeddy's, we're going to do something about it. But almost 3 months in, there had still been nothing. So it seemed that some, myself included, were thinking, well, maybe it's still like America, you know, all broken promises and empty words. But shortly after Easter, there was a session in Congress in which they unanimously voted to repeal the Zeddy law.
Right. And that's the law under which all the Zeddies were created and gave them their unique powers and these sorts of things. And I think the Zeddy was a great idea because it basically gave...
some combination of law and constitutional amendment. So that,
yeah.
The issue is all of this is complex. So
yes.
They made what was probably the most secure special economic zone in history from a legal perspective, and thus unwinding it is proving to be complicated, shall
yeah.
we say.
Right, so when I say they, when you say they, you mean the people who created ZAs made the most secure economic zone because they didn't want, they understood that business wants something secure. That, you know, when 1 minute you can, you know, buy and sell a certain thing, like Mexico outlaws vapes. Well, now you can't vaporize in Mexico. Well, how do you think that works? How do you think that makes the vape companies feel? Not so good, but it probably makes the cigarette companies feel great.
Right. So they put in all these protection mechanisms to give investors the confidence to invest what some have called an asshole country. So the investors came in,
right,
investing in the 10 figures, I would say, 9, 10 figures. It depends on how you calculate the contributions in places that normally would not have such investments from such people. I mean, obviously, there's industries to be had in Honduras that are industrial and make sense to invest in, even if there's some increased risk. But the people that were coming in were not traditional people that would come into Honduras. Mark himself said that it was this unique zone that brought him in. And what was even more unique about this zone was how well secured it was.
Right.
And that's because it was not just the law implementing these reforms. There was also a constitutional amendment that added some protections and further enshrined these reforms. However, when you repeal the law that kind of created the various bureaucracies and institutions and elements of the Zeddy regime, you're in this weird situation where much of what's going on is arguably illegal because there's no law. Like, how do you have duty-free customs without a law that allows for duty-free customs? Or is that not just smuggling? So it's quite unclear what's going on. Different people have different opinions. I'm not sure where I stand. And there's what happens in reality, what maybe should happen on paper. It's all quite interesting.
And this will go at some point, presumably, presuming there's not some kind of settlement and things are worked out, which could very well be, and we've talked to some of the parties and we have some idea of what they're trying to work out and these sorts of things. There's only a few parties involved at this point. You know, there's people who don't have standing, like me. I may have come here for ZAs, but I didn't get one. So, you know, my standing is mitigable and arguable. But... you know, these situations are that, you know, what is going to happen in the future? Well, we don't know. And people don't often want to get involved in businesses where they're just not sure of what's going on. So the way I see it is one of these ZAs goes to the International Court of Appeals. Which one is it that they go to in The Hague? The International Court of Justice. Anyway, they go there. They go to some international arbitration and they say, hey, look, you know, we've been cheated and we've lost money and things didn't work out. Well, the Honduran government comes in and says, well, the government before us passed a law that wasn't legal. And it's really unfortunate for these people, but we had to fix things and set it right. This is the will of the Honduran people. And, you know, in order to control their sovereignty, these things needed to be undone. Which their argument would then be, we, the government, have decided that what we, the government, did was illegal, so we changed what we, the government, did, and it's too bad for them, they just lose money. And I don't think that argument is going to stand up. It sounds really flimsy. The number is 603-283-6160, giving you your chance to call in and talk about this on the air. But it's a topic I think that's very important for the future of freedom, because these were the freest places on earth. Just a short time.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
We're talking about, well, some of the happenings with ZAs and other freedom zones in Honduras and certainly around the world. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, and that's what Jack, who is in Washington, has done. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're on the air.
Well, thanks. Good show, by the way.
Thank you.
So, the community down there, is it like just property? Is it like a gated community? I actually have something else to talk about. I'm just kind of curious. Is it an area, like 5 square miles, or?
Are you talking about our undisclosed location, or just what?
Yeah, I guess undisclosed location.
Well, I guess that you...
There is a gate.
More than one. There's people with guns at the gate, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then my real question, you guys kind of talked about the cabal earlier.
Yes. Are we referring to the cabal of the Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself cabal?
Or the lizard people, or Bilderberg?
A little bit of all of it.
Okay.
But the plant-based meats...
Plant-based meats, all right. These are the things you can buy in the grocery store, hot dogs made out of soy, right?
Yeah, and chicken, there's chicken. And I feel like there's an agenda behind it.
Okay.
I'm just, I don't know. It just seems weird because if you're a true vegetarian, you love animals, you probably don't want your plants to, like, look, smell, taste like a meat. And then meat eaters probably prefer meat. But why are they pushing it so hard? And that's pretty much all I have, but it just seems strange.
I think that there are some arguments that vegetarians have that are probably pretty good, right? On one hand, I think that, would you agree that there's too much meat in the American diet?
Absolutely.
Okay. I tend to agree, too. Now, especially, I'd be willing to say there's too much processed meats. So things like bacon, hot dogs, even like smoked sliced turkey, things like that. Now, I like a good prosciutto as much as the next guy, so I'm not going to say I am guilt-free on this. And just had some bacon recently. Maybe it was yesterday. Anyway, but... these things have nitrates and these sorts of things, and probably not as healthy as they could be. Now, frankly, whether your meat is smoked or not or treated doesn't really have anything to do with farmland, but you can feed people with a lot more, a lot less farm space with plants than you can with animals. And I think this is what they're trying to push. I think this is the strongest argument that vegetarians
less
have.
With bugs.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, the bugs are a good source of protein?
Yeah, very efficient source of protein.
And so I understand. And personally, for me, I don't mind the idea of bug-based foods. I can see why people wouldn't buy them. They don't probably seem very palatable. If you put a big cockroach on the pack of hot dogs, you're not going to sell a lot of them. But, I get the idea. And I have eaten the Impossible Burger, and I thought it was pretty good. Now, so I think they can make a passable run at it. I would also make the counter argument that we need ruminants and, we need chickens and we need these things to make the land more fertile to grow better vegetables. So I don't think by any means that we should get rid of that stuff. I'd say if one's going to look at one's diet for how to live a healthier life, you should look at sugar before you look at animals. But if we want to bring the focus down to animals, if that's what people want to do, then I think that Americans probably eat twice as much meat as they need to, and they could cut quite a bit, and they should go for leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables rather than meats. Alex, you're a carnivore completely, right?
Yeah, I try.
Yeah. Well, what do you eat that's not? Oh, you had a slice of pizza on Bitcoin Pizza Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, big deal. Before that, you hadn't had anything for a long time. Anyway, and also, I wouldn't beat myself up over my diet. Anytime you're thinking, gosh, I shouldn't have done that, over one small slip-up. Now, if you're eating a big slice of chocolate cake with every meal, then maybe you should start thinking about what you're doing. One last thing I want to say is... Vegans have a destructive mindset that if we did not kill and control and thus kill certain types of animals, we wouldn't have any food to feed ourselves with at all. So some of those animals are deer. They're a pest in the Northeast. Pigs. It's open season on swine in Texas. Raccoons. Rats. There's all kinds of pests out there that if you don't control them, they'll just destroy any food you have. And if it's all like, well, I guess we're just going to have to put 20-foot fences so the deers can't hunt, the deer can't jump it. I mean, you know, at some point or another, the set of rules gets just absolutely ridiculous. Some animals were meant to be eaten. Jack?
I'm in Ocean Shores, and the deer walk around like zombies at this point.
Right.
I saw one day with glazed over gray eyes. I mean, it lived its entire life out as a deer. And they're supposed to be prey. And they're everywhere.
Right. They're walking up like fat old men to a buffet, just helping yourself after your ornamental vegetables and your garden. It's incredible.
Happy those things here, yeah.
Yeah, right. You can't have a garden. Nobody has a garden there anymore because the deer are walking around old.
Yeah.
You know, they're picking through people's garbage at this point.
Yeah. 6 foot gates around, you know, six plants. You know, that's not pretty or fun. Look at my flowers, you know, behind the cages.
I have, I saw one time, I remember I was a firefighter, and I happened to be behind a vehicle. This has nothing to do with being a firefighter, but I have been to a lot of wrecks where deer caused them. This one wasn't because I was a firefighter. I was literally behind the truck. This small pickup truck got T-boned by a deer that just ran right into the side. The vehicle was going 60 miles an hour up a hill. The deer was trying to get across, and it misjudged it, so it hit the truck, you know, mid passenger door with antlers, by the way, and stuck in, snapped its neck immediately. And I mean, you know, there's just so many of them. The only way to kill them at this point is when they hit you.
Don't tell anybody, but I have a slingshot, and I use little BBs so I don't hurt them. They try to crawl up on my porch where I have a few little plants. They walk right up you know, just like whatever, and I'll, you know, lightly hit them. I'm not abusing them. I have neighbors and stuff, but they'll look at me after the BB hits them like, you know, F you. I'm going to see whether you're there or not.
And, right, I'll just be back, a-hole.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. I had apple trees up in New Hampshire, and I'm 100% sure they all went to heaven because I said a little prayer beforehand.
Awesome. Oh, I bet they taste good after all those apples.
Yeah, the next-door neighbor was the guy who would smoke them and hang them and all that stuff. I wasn't forgetting.
That's rad.
Thanks for the call, Jack.
All right, thanks, guys.
Free Talk Live. Are we going to hell for killing the deer? 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160 here on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
Moments ago, President Joe Biden delivered an address to the nation about the latest wave of mass shootings, attempting to increase pressure on Congress to pass stricter gun limits.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21.
The speech follows last week's shooting by an 18-year-old gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and another shooting on Wednesday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where a gunman shot and killed four people and himself at a medical office. The White House says that COVID-19 vaccinations for children under 5 could begin as soon as June 21st. That's if the Food and Drug Administration authorizes the shots. This is USA Radio News. The mass shooter in Buffalo, New York, enters a plea.
The 18-year-old suspect in the May 14th Buffalo supermarket mass shooting, in which 10 people were killed, pleaded not guilty Thursday to a total of 25 charges he has been indicted on. That includes a charge of a first-degree domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate. Erie County, New York, D.A. John Flynn explains the unique nature of that charge.
It is the first time in the history of New York State that this domestic terrorism charge, motivated by hate in the first degree, has been filed. If, in fact, the defendant is found guilty of that charge, and that is life without parole.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In other news regarding the Buffalo, New York mass shooting, the 911 dispatcher who hung up on an employee at Tops Supermarket who called to report the mass shooting has been fired. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark here tonight.
And Alex.
Coming to you live from Honduras. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people think that the only place to be free is the United States. And I think that things are changing to the point that you can't be free in the United States. I certainly don't feel free when Free Talk Live studios have gotten raided once every 5 years for the last, I think it's 6 years now, twice. I'm not ready to find out whether or not they intend to raid again in 4 more years. So, I just don't feel comfortable any place where the IRS can, you know, bring charges against me and take away my my passport and not let me leave, and where the FBI can just kick in my door for, well, in the first case, they never brought charges at all. They just took our stuff and let us hang under their, dangling sword for as long as they wished. Really, kind of disgusting. But that's what happens when you actually try to use free speech in the United States of America. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
And they had an expiration, and I've been eating the... Hello?
Hello? What are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
Are you drinking expired milk?
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Well, no, we're talking about expired storable food.
Okay.
That I bought from another pre-stater.
That stuff will last forever.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, you if the
If you're hungry enough, the you'll eat it.
You know that the food will, if it's sealed up, then
fine.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway,
what's on your mind?
You poo-pooed, or you claimed rather that they, you should only have half your calories and meat or whatever. And there are people that have come to a different conclusion than that.
Yep.
There's a Sean Baker, a doctor, Sean Baker. There's also Michaela Peterson, Jordan Peterson's daughter, who believe saved her own life by actually going to she does lamb and beef almost exclusively. She couldn't even eat spices and stuff like that. And the Sean Baker is actually an MD, that is taken up a carnivore diet, and it's he's turning that into therapy that heals most of chronic illness and
Yeah, I've watched So Bad Slave. I have watched some videos on the carnivore diet. And Alex, you are a carnivore. You eat exclusively hamburgers, steak, and you've added bacon relatively recently to your diet. Is that correct?
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. And I also have a good friend of the family who... her husband less so, but she is exclusively carnivore. And, I'm familiar with this. I am, in the same way that I am unconvinced by the vegans that their lifestyle is healthy. You know, I look at their sallow and, emaciated asses as they, talk about how healthy they are. And I'm like, really? I don't look like it. I feel the same way about the carnivores. I'm just unconvinced. You know, I just need to hear more. Y'all do it for 20 years. Tell me how it goes. And then I'm willing to talk
about
it.
Yeah, well, Dr. Sean Baker actually, he started an organization that actually promotes, improvements in health and has created many of them, not the least of which was produced by Michaela Peterson and Jordan Peterson on the same similar diet, and these people have had some just drastic autoimmune symptoms and stuff like that are just awful. And
I would say that the carnivore works well for some people. So if you have autoimmune or food allergies or inflammation issues or stuff like that, it could be a good solution. Usually most carnivores recommend beef, which is somewhat hypoallergenic. So few people are allergic to it and are thus unlikely to get inflamed by eating it. But I think there's a good case to be made that the diet is not for everyone long term. Short term, I think most people will probably lose weight if they switch to a carnivore diet.
Yeah, well, you get tired of eating at some point if the only thing you can eat is prime rib.
Well, it's just harder to overeat when you're having fats and proteins and the right balance.
Sure, I would agree with that. The only argument that I would have is that I want to see these things run their course a little bit, because there's a lot of fad diets. They come and they go. And what we can see is that the Atkins diet is what we called it in the 90s, and then they called it paleo after that, and then been a variety of names, and now where paleo has sort of morphed into even a farther niche called carnivore. And I, you know, I mean, it just doesn't sound healthy to me. What, really? No broccoli? Like, that's it? No broccoli, no Brussels sprouts, no cauliflower, no, you know, lettuce or cabbage or anything like that. And
many of those can be inflammatory.
Yeah, I've heard, you know, vegetables have, you know, these things to fight off predators. These, you know, when the predator is the right term, people, things that'll eat them. And, you know, that can be bad for some people. I don't know what to say, but I don't feel unhealthy when I eat vegetables.
Well, you know, he has a bunch of, Sean there has a bunch of, you know, relatively short videos about all these different, you know, you could pick the subject and he'll talk about it, and it's on YouTube, you know, maybe other, platforms, but, you know, he's an excellent, he was a, you know, a trauma surgeon during, Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, before we go on any further with it, Bad Slave, are you recommending the carnivore diet for everyone?
I wouldn't say for everyone. No, I would say.
See?
Because I like vegetables. There's, you know, I
see. This is where I'm going to come down. I'm going to say I recommend for everyone a whole food diet. That, you know, you should get your stuff as sourced as with as few pesticides and herbicides as possible. Your meats with as few hormones as possible, and that you should avoid the processed foods. Now, I'll admit I eat desserts now and then.
How do you get non-processed carbs? Fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, basically, I mean, if you're talking about non-processed carbs, I would say like potatoes.
So people shouldn't eat breads.
Probably not. You know, I mean, but sometimes you got to grab a sandwich on the way to, you know, an appointment. So whatever it is, that's all. I'll come down saying whole food diet is good for everybody. Thanks for the call, though, Bad Slave, and I appreciate bringing up carnivore. Otherwise, we wouldn't talk about it as much as we did. And I think it's a topic worth talking about because I think it is right for some people, and some people need to know about it. 603-283-6160, Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's the final segment of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Well, I guess I can give you, you might be able to squeeze in the last moments here. I'll get it to you. 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
So, Alex, in the last segment we were talking about the carnivore diet, and you are a carnivore and eat almost exclusively meat. I just want to make sure that you feel like it was treated fair, the topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Eat a whole. You don't recommend it for most people. You think a whole food diet's fine for most people?
I think people should experiment with low carb diets generally. Doesn't need to be zero carb. I think probably not. You can get many of the benefits with just having a very low carb diet and test it out for a bit. Probably lose some weight, but perhaps like if you're a serious athlete, you probably will want some carbs or maybe some other situations you're deficient in some vitamin or other ailment you have requires you to have other.
I haven't heard of too many that require carbs. I was recommended by my doctor.
Vegetables, for example.
What's that?
Vegetables could be something you would have trouble getting from meats, especially you might not like to eat liver and other super nutritiously dense meats. So in such cases, supplementing it could make sense with some vegetables.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
I want to follow up on Honduras and other locations that you had referred to last week, whatever. But first of all, two things on food. One, vegetables that may contain things that drive animals away. But let's not forget that vegetables might be manipulating you in that they want you to consume them so that you cultivate them and spread their seeds. In fact, there are obviously some plants that depend on animals eating their fruits and then spreading those seeds wherever they travel. And then the other thing is fruits, right?
Fruits, but
we don't need to get into that. But, yeah, typically a fruit that has a seed inside. But there are other things that are vegetables that might things might work similarly. But another thing on food storage is that the long-term storage foods are great. You know, it's great to have a food that you can store for 25 years, but who really wants to be buying food that you're not going to eat till 25 years later? You might experiment with them, buy them that last 25 years, paying a slight premium, and then experiment with working them into your regular diet, because unless you got money to burn, you don't want to be buying food that's just sitting there, and then after 25 years, you throw it away. And I found that the foods you buy at the grocery store, you can buy things that will last, you know, 5 years. And who really wants to have more than 5 years' supply of food on hand anyway? So,
yeah, I kind of feel like you got to pick your threshold for what works for you. I'm not going to tell anybody that they don't need to have 25 years worth of food in a bunker in their backyard if that's what they want to do. But to me, I feel like, you know, you've got a couple few months worth of food, you're probably going to be okay. And go get the Firefox books and learn how to eat tree nuts and a variety of things out of the forests near you, so that you can, you can supplement your diets or whatever. The chances are good you can hunt and forage quite a bit of what you need if you live out, you know, if you're not in the city. If you're in the city, you're going to be one of the walking dead, the zombies who are out raiding dumpsters, then suburbia, then the farms and villages, just trying to find some more food. The vast majority of you will be wiped out as you make it.
Course, yeah, I don't want to disparage hunting and gathering, but if you're not already hunting and gathering for the vast majority of your calories, don't depend on hunting and gathering, because if you do, you're going to starve to death, I guarantee you. I forgot what I was going to say. I think you should have a couple months to a couple years of food, and then 25 years worth of guns and ammo. So you sit in your bunker for a couple months, eating the food that lasts a couple months or a couple years, making your plan about how you're going to fight out and then take the world back over, so you can go back to normal life. That's what I think.
One thing I think you should have is, I've always wondered, is what do people intend to do without power? You know, like the world's dramatically going to change.
I live without power, dude.
You live without power.
The only thing, if I didn't talk to you on this phone, I wouldn't need any power whatsoever.
Well, you're listening on the radio, right?
No, I'm listening on the phone. I got a little 50-watt solar panel which powers a smartphone, and that's how I interact with the world. That's the only electricity that I use. And if I didn't interact with the rest of the world, I wouldn't need electricity at all. And frankly, in my experience, life is better without electricity.
What do you feel like you've gained?
You're just closer to nature, and it's just a more peaceful life. What do you gain by having electricity? Tell me what you gain by having electricity, and I'll tell you why you don't need it.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I can't do a radio show without it. I know that much. I seem to spend my whole life answering emails from people who.
You'd have to get a real job then instead of the radio thing.
Right. I hate that. What would I do if I didn't have a bunch of people who don't pay me paychecks sending me emails and telling me what to do?
You'd enjoy those minutes doing something more fun than looking at a stupid email.
Yeah, that's the truth. I don't know. I mean, you know, it seems like I have the option of turning the electricity off or keeping it on, and I keep it on. So,
but you don't. It's so, you're habituated. That's what.
Certainly, I'm habituated.
What would you say about the places with no electricity? Do they have it figured out?
They've probably had it figured out for hundreds of thousands of years, and now electricity has come along and ruined the whole damn world.
Well, it's probably tobacco in their case. they certainly got tuberculosis figured out. What, as far as these, these gains, I think that you can opt out and have some advantages, but, what do you do in the long nights? Do you go to bed late, rise early? How do you do that? So the long night of the year, I mean, it's obviously the shortest night of the year. You can go to bed at sundown and get up at sun up. But on the long nights of the year, it seems like there's some time when,
So read a book? I mean, it's not...
In the dark?
What?
With candles?
No, I don't... Yeah, candles work just fine. You can stay up as late as you want using a candle, but I find that that long night thing is kind of a myth, because if you aren't using any artificial lighting, you're generally waking up with the sun, and even in the, and it depends on what latitude you're at, but I'm right in the mid-latitudes, and even in the middle of the winter, the sun comes up earlier than you actually want it to. It's already getting light at, you know, 6 a.m., and so by 7, it's already completely light, and if you do the calculations of how many hours of you're going to be awake anyway, when it hits sundown in the winter, you're like, even if it's 5 p.m., so you might be out till it gets, doing stuff till it gets dark outside, and then you come inside, and you make yourself something to eat and do your evening chores. That takes you a couple hours, so now you're at 7, and then if you got a candle lit, you sit around and listen.
In your armor. Your chores right. Take a couple of hours, perhaps, because you don't have electricity.
Well, which not really. But just what you would do in, after, if you come in for the day, after working for the day or whatever, and you come in and you're going to cook something, and then you're going to eat it, and then you're going to clean up after it, and then you're going to prepare whatever you need for the next day. You know, by that time, you only got an hour or two left of, if you want to read or listen to some music or whatever, you only got an hour or two left anyway before it's time to go to sleep.
With my electric air fryer.
Well, you're screwed, dude. You are screwed. You might as well commit suicide now. It's over.
I presume you cook with protein, propane, not protein. Cook your protein with propane.
No, I go out and collect animal dung and burn that.
You do not.
I have done that, but no, I use the propane because that's the easiest.
Okay. What about, wouldn't your life be augmented by, say, one solar panel that ran went to a battery that you were running an LED light off of while you do your chores, and then, you know.
I like mostly what you're talking about.
Before you go on, David, I like most of what you're talking about. I think, you know, I try to get to bed by 9, 10, somewhere in that realm, and I try to be up by 5, 6. This is a path to a happier life. But I'm just wondering if you a little bit of electricity from a battery, you know, you use the technology we've got for batteries and solar panels to make your life a little bit better.
I wouldn't call it better, but I already do that. But the easier way to get, if you want an LED for light, the easier way is just to get those little garden solar lights and use those.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So you move them in and out of your abode?
Yeah, you only got to put them out about once every three days or so, because you're only using them a couple hours in the evening, not all night long.
Fascinating stuff. David, thank you for the call. We'll answer your questions later. Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.